קטע הכנה לשיר מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, סוד העיבור לידה.
The opening passage for the lesson from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the secret of conception and birth. The mark of a creature that is capable for the life of, for the light of life is that it has the strength to at least make a contraction for whatever reason. And then comes the light of life and brings about an expansion, and the first movement of life is made. Therefore, motion shall not cease from it, and it becomes alive and moving. And that first motion is called a soul, meaning the spirit of life that he breathes in his nostrils. As written, and he breathed in his nostrils the spirit of life. However, the still vegetative and animate do not have that force to bring about an inner contraction for whatever reason. And because of that, there is no possibility for the light of life to clothe in them and to bring about an expansion. Since he gave a law that cannot be breached, that without the contraction and the expansion, the kli would not be able to extend beyond its boundary. Therefore, the still vegetative and animate are destined for eternal death. And the speaking is truly qualified completely for life, however, it is born dead, because it needs a certain reason and factor that would work on it, so that it would make at least the initial contraction, and this is caused to him by the cold air that comes to him from the Torah and the good deeds.
People are divided into different degrees, which is set by the roots and the world, in this world of Ensof, which is in the Malchut of Ensof. Correspondingly, they're divided into the still vegetative animate speaking, the Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet levels of the desire, and only in the Pchinat Dalet, the first phase, when it awakens in a person, it points at this person could be in, engage in active spiritual work, and the rest of the parts, the rest of the kinds of the people, still vegetative and animate, are incapable of awakening, are incapable of any independent work, and they flow corresponding to their degree. Still vegetative and animate, they simply flow with the current. We're talking especially about the speaking level on a person, which is called the point in the heart. But even though a person is born with a point in the heart, he's ready because of previous preparation from previous incarnations and so on, but still, like Baal HaSulam says, he can't awaken on his own. He needs some external factor that awakens him. And this comes through pressure and different unpleasant events on which a person feels that he is really under pressure, under threat. And as a result, he can start thinking about how to transcend his nature because he has no choice. And of course, we're not talking about ordinary people, even though that, of course, if you bring people to study the wisdom of Kabbalah to the group, to our environment, then they already have some previous preparations. But even though that person is among us, nonetheless, he needs some kind of a special factor that then the society undergoes different events, unpleasant events, and the people that prepare themselves as a result, that are ready, that are integrated with the group, that want to advance, that don't simply put themselves aside, meaning the main thing is simply to be present, but they're actively working in advancing the group. They really feel a very cold chill that they go through as a result of unpleasant events, as a result of threats and so on. Something that causes them to gather, accumulate. And the ruach is no longer the still level and to the vegetative level when someone starts to breathe. The ruach is the intermediate between the still and the vegetative. It itself is air, it's ruach, it's wind, but it comes from the neshama that fulfills the soul, and that's how a person starts tasting for the very first time what is the avil. Fulfillment from a higher level, from the degree of ruach. And since this event forcefully introduces this cold wind to him that causes him to contract instinctively, by overcoming, he expands, and he wants to accept it not in coolness and contraction, but in width and chassadim and bestowal, where he has to transcend that event by the force of bestowal, by being adhered to the Creator. And then, for the very first time, he makes this breath. He breathes that this ruach, this air, this wind was put into him forcefully, and he now exhales it. He's ready for the next action. And this way, after several actions, you can call these the Egyptian plagues, or doesn't matter how you call it. Then a person starts breathing himself on his own. Maybe he's ready to make these contractions himself, meaning that he is ready to awaken the dawn and not waiting for the dawn to awaken him. He's not waiting for any kind of external factor. And that's how it becomes Nefesh Chaya. That's actually how the process goes. So, let's move on to the next part.